This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
The Archie Courtnell Center, also known as the Psychiatric Emergency Service, or PES, is connected to the ER at Royal Jubilee Hospital in Victoria, BC. 2 years after its opening in 2004, the number of patients trying to access services at PES was overwhelming what was available. The clinical director resigned, saying the Archie Courtnell Center had become the default processing center for addicted individuals seeking treatment. This was due to the lack of detox treatment beds in the region. Now in 2011, the Psychiatric Emergency Service is again overloaded with patients, this time reportedly due to losses of inpatient beds for mentally ill adults. A consulting psychiatrist with Victoria Mental Health Services calls the situation a debacle and says that administrators and the Vancouver Island Health Authority are refusing to take responsibility for their role in it.
Tara Levis is a young woman who recently detailed her experience at the PES in the Victoria Times Colonist. Tara is now a voluntary inpatient receiving psychiatric services, and she's sharing her experiences online at her blog. It's called Recovery from Mental Illness Through Bibliotherapy. We're joined on the phone by Tara Levis. Tara, welcome to People First Radio.
Hi, thank you very much for having me.
Now, you described the Psychiatric Emergency Service Center, which is the PES Center, like this. PES is nothing short of a nightmare. It is a holding cell for people at rock bottom waiting for a transfer to the inpatient unit. It is a small room overseen by a glassed-off nursing station that at some points holds over a dozen people. Claustrophobia sets in the minute I walk through the secured doors. Tara, tell us more about your arrival there and what happened.
Well, usually you're triaged. You come in through the main emergency room, and when they hear you're a psychiatric admission, you're triaged over to the Archie Courtnell Center, or PES, as we call it, Psychiatric Emergency Services. And when you come in, you're escorted in, and they go through your things to make sure you don't have any sharps or like your cigarettes and your lighters and those types of things. And it really, depending on the state of the ward. It can be quite busy in there. There's about, I'd say, 8 to 10 very heavy recliner chairs that are all lined in a row, and they're kind of positioned toward a TV, and there's a couple of dining tables around. And basically, you just you sit and wait, and over the course of a couple of hours, you'll meet with a nurse, and then you'll meet with a psychiatrist and possibly a resident and maybe a medical doctor if you have medical concerns. And you can be waiting in PES for, I think the longest I've heard is 11 days. The recliner chairs act as beds. You sleep in a recliner chair, kind of like a lazy boy, but not quite as comfortable, a little vinyl. There are a few short-term stay beds in the back for people who just come in for a couple of days and then are discharged. Like I said, you can stay there for quite a long time, but it was not designed for that. The original intention of PES, the Archie Courtnell Center, was not to be like a long-term stay facility. It was meant to hold people for a couple of hours until the treatment team decided where they would go, whether they become an inpatient or access outpatient services in the community. And unfortunately, because the beds have nearly been halved over the past several years, there just isn't enough room for people to be admitted.
Tara, you said, in PES, I miss my privacy profoundly. What kind of lifestyle had you stepped out of upon your arrival at PES?
Well, I mean, I'm a pretty private person. Prior to that, I've been living by myself in my own apartment. So obviously, I had, my own things, my own bed. And when you're in PES, you're literally like a few inches away from another person sitting on a recliner chair and sleeping next to somebody that you've never met before in your life. And they might be dealing with, some pretty heavy issues. Everybody comes in at different stages of illness. So it can be pretty terrifying. You'd want to keep all your things on you in case they go missing. because theft is quite popular. But there really isn't a lot of space to move around. There's a little courtyard, like an above ground outsized courtyard, but it looks almost like a batting cage because it's totally caged in and you can't smoke out there. So if you're a smoker and you don't have access to your cigarettes, you can get really agitated. They do provide nicotine replacement, like patches, and they've been really good about that, especially as we've transitioned over to this new unit. But definitely no privacy at all when you're in the common areas.
This is People First Radio on CHOY, across the islands and streaming online at choy.ca.
The Victoria Times Colonist newspaper has recently published opinion pieces, an editorial, and an increasing number of letters from patients and their relatives about the deplorable conditions experienced by people who require attention at the Psychiatric Emergency Service, or PES. The PES is officially called the Archie Courtnell Center. Dr. A.B. Masters, a consultant psychiatrist with Victoria Mental Health Services, wrote the following in a June 18, 2011 comment article. The problem is not with the Courtnell Center or its staff, who do their best in the face of intolerable and overwhelming demands. It is with Mental Health Administration and the Vancouver Island Health Authority, who have condoned drastic cutbacks in beds and essential community health staff, resulting in an unprecedented demand for hospital emergency services for the mentally ill. Now, Harold Waldner, who is the senior executive at Vancouver Island Health Authority, wrote in a Times Colonist comment, "We apologize sincerely to patients and families who have had a negative experience while in our care and want you to know we are working to address the issues." He then went on to list a number of service changes that have occurred and stated that the change in acute inpatient psychiatry beds at Royal Jubilee Hospital is a recognition that best practice in psychiatric care is to have patients stay no longer than necessary in hospital but make a quick return to the community.
Tara Levis is a young woman who recently detailed her experience at the PES, also in the Victoria Times Colonist, and she joins us on the phone with us today. Tara, where are you right now, and what has happened since you wrote about being at the PES in that article?
Sure. So I am actually right now in the new building. We moved this morning. It was a little chaotic, but we managed, and I am one of 15 patients on the mood disorders floor. There's also a general psychiatry floor that has 15 beds. And there's it deals more with like psychosis, and they have 15 beds as well. So in total, there are 45 beds over here at the new tower. It's like night and day compared to PES. I have this huge room to myself, lots of place for storage. It's state-of-the-art facilities for infection control, no touch taps, hardwood floors. I feel like I'm in a hotel. I have my own desk, and I have space to build up, you know, my books for my bibliotherapy program. It's unfortunate that like all the beds as of right now obviously are full, and I don't know what the state of PES is right now, but this is a reduction of 5 beds from the Eric Martin Pavilion moving into this tower. So there's 5 more people that will be waiting in PES for those beds. And I do agree with Dr. Masters when he said that the doctors and the nurses, you know, it's not their fault. I mean, the nurses are the absolute lifeblood of this place, and that's the reason I usually check myself in for help, is because they are just so empathic and understanding and compassionate. They love their jobs, and the doctors are very good. I'm privileged to see my doctor on a daily basis, and I meet with him for upwards of an hour. So I feel very grateful for that, but I still think that we could be doing a lot better. I mean, if we had more beds, then more people would be able to get the help that they need. So,
Tara, for our listeners, what is it that you are struggling with? Why are you there?
I am currently this admission. I'm struggling with an eating disorder. I struggle with anorexia, and I have for 15 years. I was recently diagnosed with bipolar type 2 depression. So while that's currently stable, I have to be very careful with the medications that I take. And so my stay here now will probably be for another 4 or 5 weeks to get my physical health back under control. I have a wonderful outpatient team, and I go to a couple of outpatient programs run by Capital Mental Health, and I also work with the outpatient program here with the day hospital.
You've been blogging and reading and writing your way through this experience. How does writing about your experiences help you?
It makes them real, and I feel that by writing them down, one day I hope to share them with the rest of the world, and hope that people can I can impart some wisdom, some insight into mental illness. I want to destigmatize mental illness. I don't like that it's not a part of our vernacular. We always go out of our way to avoid it, avoid talking about it. It's almost like we're, people with mental illnesses are lepers, or that becomes their whole identity, and that's not who they are. I always tell people I struggle with anorexia. I'm not anorexic. I am a person aside from my illness. And writing has just been incredibly healing for me to kind of, process a lot of what's happened in my life, and then interject some thoughts on how I've learned from it and how perhaps other people can relate and learn from it as well. If I can spare anyone some of the horror that I've been through over the 15 years in this system, if I can touch one person, it would have made it all worthwhile.
Tara, I want to thank you for joining us today. It was very much appreciated.
Thank you. I really appreciate your interest.
Tara Levis has lived with anorexia and bipolar disorder for 15 years. She is currently living in Victoria, BC, and works part-time both as a librarian at the Eric Martin Pavilion and at a popular used bookstore downtown. Tara Levis blogs online at bibliotherapy.blogspot.com.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.